Brother, thank you for that message. And I wonder what the proper application is for us this evening as a result of hearing the Word of God spoken all week long. I wonder when the last time was you memorized a verse and meditated upon it. You know, not just memorize it for Sunday school and then forget it the rest of the time, but, you know, to honestly take some verse cards, review those verses, meditate on that verse until it becomes yours, and every time you review it, the Lord uses that to lift you up and strengthen you. You know, I don't know where I would be today if it wasn't for that simple thing of scripture memory and review. There's been so many times, as I've mentioned to our church, that you know, the pressures are great, discouragement, difficulty. I almost have to force myself, reach out and take a pack of verses and start reviewing those verses within 2, 3, 5 verses, you know, just back on top of things again. I mean, it is an astounding book. The Bible is an astounding book. It is a profitable book. We do not waste our time by taking that time to memorize and meditate upon it, to come to church, hear it spoken. You know, we are not wasting our time to do that. We are wasting our time if we're not doing that. Though years are creeping by. And one thing that scripture memory and review does for me, and I think for all of us who are trying to do that, is it reminds us how short life really is. As many of you know, I've been trying to memorize the book of Ephesians. It's taken me almost a year and a half to do that. I mean, a small little book, and I struggle with that. And there's many things. I have to constantly review it, and I keep forgetting. You know, a year and a half, and I'm thinking, you know, how long would it take me to memorize this, and then this, and then this? You know, I'm going to be 60, 70, 80 years old. You know, I mean, life is so short. When you start trying to reach some goals that God puts into your mind and heart, you begin to realize how short life really is. And that year creeps by, another year goes by, and if we haven't done something to try to get the Bible into our mind and heart, it's another year wasted, another day wasted, another week wasted. Are we doing our best? My brother, I appreciate the example to us this week. If we forget all the messages, one thing we will not forget is the example set before us this week. And I am so thankful. An example of excellence, you know, pouring his best in the priorities, putting the priority where the preacher should put his priority and all Christians should. You know, doing our best to know the Bible. Thank you for coming. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord, we just want to thank you for what we have seen and heard this week. And Lord, we thank you for the example of this brother that has spent the last 21 or 22 years, whatever it is, working at scripture memory and review and working at being the best expositor of the Word of God that he can possibly be. And Lord, we are thankful for this example. And Lord, we pray as your people that you'll help us put a desire in our hearts, Lord, every single one of us, to not let a week go by without memorizing, meditating upon, reviewing truth from thy word, that you might bless us. We thank you, Father, that you promise to prosper us and give us good success in whatever we do, if we will simply think about thy word day and night and put it into practice. And Father, I do pray that if there are those here this evening that have never personally trusted Jesus Christ to be their Savior from sin, I pray that some of these phrases would stick in their mind. Lord, maybe phrases on judgment, maybe phrases on the love of God, maybe phrases on some other aspect of salvation that has been spoken to us so beautifully this evening. I pray that some of those phrases from the Bible would stick into the minds and hearts of those that are not saved and that they will be saved. Father, please bring us into the path of unsaved people that we might be able to share the gospel with them. And Lord, please help us to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And we'll thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.